Let us bow our heads. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you. Thank you for the words that you speak in our midst. Thank you for the words that you bring to us in moments, Lord, that we need them. And we pray and ask that as we have gathered around your word this morning, we pray and ask that as our hearts come together, that you may speak into our hearts. We ask you, O God, to give us enough courage so that our hearts may be open before you. And I thank you, O God. I thank you for the words that you have spoken to me. I pray that as I share this morning, that the words that I preach, that they will be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. For this we ask together in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. You know what Austin was sharing with y'all this morning, what he was offering to read for us is in the New Testament, in the accounts of Jesus, the gospel accounts of Jesus, Mark is the one, Mark is the very first one. He's the oldest one to tell us the story of Jesus and the one that's closest in time and range to this event that is happening. You're likely not surprised at all to hear a story about Jesus feeding 5,000 people. It is one of the miracles of Jesus that emerges toward the top when you ask people, you know, what are those miracles of Jesus? You think about water into wine, that moment when Jesus, where the wedding guests had come, and even Jesus' own mother said, you know, the guests are out of wine. Jesus turns water into wine. You think about those moments of healing, moments when a woman just comes to Jesus and says, if I just touch the hem of his garment, then I know that I'll be healed. A woman whose bleeding just immediately stops. And so miracles of Jesus. But I want you to notice that this morning that as Jesus and his own friends, as his own apostles, his disciples, those people who have left, and they will say it about themselves, they'll say, you know, we've left homes, we've left families, we have left everything to come follow you, Jesus. They're going to a place to be alone. They're going to be together with Jesus. And did you notice that as miraculous as this story of the feeding of 5,000 people are, did you notice that crowds started following Jesus? Crowds started finding Jesus. It's one of those things that we discover about Jesus is that even in an attempt to get away, even in an attempt to be secluded for a time, to just catch your breath, that people come and people follow him. And I'm sure it's probably the kind of thing that all of us have experienced in our own lives. Imagine that. Imagine trying to just get away. Imagine trying to just take a moment to be in a place by yourself, and yet the crowds and yet other people just seem to push against you. You know, it's one of those things that Jeffrey was sharing with us about the Scouts Creed. Always, you always have a duty to others. And Jesus' own response, his duty in that moment is to offer teaching. Teaching that as life-giving, teaching as life-changing as it can be, and even our children have already discovered this and picked up on it. But even teaching, as important and as valuable as teaching can be, there are moments that we do get tired, moments that we get weary, moments that we grow hungry, moments that, well, our stomachs remind us that we are very much human, that we do have needs that even the best teaching in the world can't always meet. And in fact, the disciples said to Jesus, they said, you know, it's growing late now. And he says, this is a deserted place. It's very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages, buy something for themselves to eat. And yet Jesus says, you give them something to eat. You know, one of the things that I think is most challenging for all of us is to realize that Christ has called all of us. And in fact, Jesus has shared that all of us are the very ones that are called in moments to give, well, out of what God has given to us. It's likely no surprise to any of you to know that Jesus would offer food, that Jesus would feed. It is Jesus himself that says, as entire life is the bread of life. Jesus will say, I am the bread of life. And yet, that is not an exclusive claim. It's a very inclusive claim, because then he will invite to his table all of those who are hungry to come and to eat. And so as Jesus not only teaches, but as Jesus and the disciples begin to round up all of that food that they can find, and then when they discover that God supplies far more than they could find, and in a tremendous way, God richly blesses them, and then Jesus moves from teaching to offering the very bread of life to all those that are there. But this is what I also want you to notice this morning, is that as they go around, and everyone is able to eat, everyone is filled, and as they come together with, well, a couple of fish, a few loaves of bread, and as they were able to take 12 baskets that were full of broken pieces and of fish, those who had eaten the loaves, this is what Austin was sharing with us, those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men, which Mark is going to remind us, and Mark is making a point of saying that there are a lot of people that were in that crowd, well beyond 5,000 people, that there were a lot of people that weren't counted on that day. There were a lot of people that were left out in that very moment as Mark put pen to paper and as Mark began to tell this story that us, some 2,000 years later, are able to share on a Sunday morning like this. Don't ever forget that in the power of God to feed, that in the power of God to be able to impact lives, that even those that we traditionally don't count or undercount are those that we just flat out ignore or refuse to allow to come to the table. Well, there are many ways that God is able to supply their needs. In many ways, God is able to speak to them. In many ways where God is able to come as the bread of life to those people that aren't counted, and even those people that are underreported and undercounted. Yeah, the number that Mark would remind us of from that day, from that miracle of Jesus offering food, is there's a number as far greater than 5,000. And let us like Mark, let us not be afraid of what God truly can do. And let us not be fearful of the ones that truly God is wanting to feed. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the many ways that you have come to us and the many ways that you have fed us. Lord, at times you have physically offered us nourishment that is well beyond what we could have ever imagined. And yet you have supplied our needs. At other times, Lord, you have met us. And you have brought healing into our own lives. And for that, we are grateful. And in fact, in other moments, Lord, we have received the compassion of Jesus. You have looked to us in our own experiences where we are lost. And you have seen us like sheep without a shepherd. And yet you have come. And with compassion, you have offered us bread. You have offered us love. You have offered us mercy. Lord, we thank you for the many ways that you have met us. And especially are grateful, O God, for your Holy Spirit that surrounds us in this place. Again, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for ministries, opportunities, and service that you call us all to. And especially on this day, Lord, we lift up to you our scouts, both our Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, and ask, O God, that you will richly bless them as well as their families. And may, Lord, may you continue to dwell in their midst. And for us, O God, as a congregation, we thank you for opportunities that we have to connect with others in our neighborhood, and for the opportunities that we have, Lord, to love the way that you have loved us. And as we prepare to come to your table this morning, Lord, we ask you to prepare our hearts, our minds, our very spirits within us. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I would like to invite all of you to the table this morning. It is the same, what is the same blessing? It's the same offering that you have heard this morning in the Gospel of Mark. It is the same meal that Jesus shared with those people as Jesus was offering the feeding of the 5,000 and many, many more. On this morning, it is Jesus' invitation. Christ our Lord invites to his table all those who seek to live at peace with God and also seek to live at peace with one another. You do not have to be a member of Grace Point. You do not have to be a member of the United Methodist Church. All of you are invited. Now, it is part of our tradition. What we will do is you will be invited to come down. We'll be offered a piece of the bread, and then you will be offered the cup. You will take the bread, you will place it into the cup, and then you will take it and you will consume it. There is gluten-free bread if you would like that. It's available this morning, so you can just indicate to us that you would like that. I am honored to have Reverend Tim Alexander, who is going to come, and he is going to lead us to the table that has been set before us. Also notice that if you would like to, that after you have received, you can take a moment, you can kneel at the altar, and then you'll notice that it is part of our tradition that people will oftentimes give some money, and they'll just place it on the offering rail. The money that is placed on the offering rail, the offering that is there, it goes for benevolences that happen in our neighborhood and in our community. And so let us prepare our hearts as we come to God's table.
Eddie kind of gave the instructions of how this will be done, and we will take the bread and give it to you rather than you pull the bread off yourself. And there's a reason for that. And the reason is we don't take communion, we receive communion. Communion is a gift from God. It's a gift of grace, and it's a gift of love. So as we come this morning, and we'll invite you forward in just a little bit to receive Holy Communion. We do this in remembrance of me, is what Jesus said. So we come to remember what Jesus has done, what Jesus is doing, and what Jesus will do for us in the future. And we remember that on the night in which he gave himself up for us, that he took bread, he gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. And that is, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to gather today. We thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. And Lord, we pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on them so that they may be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. Lord, through your Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.